Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
It's not like O.J. Simpson was the leader of the civil rights movement of his era. You know, he wasn't a social justice leader, but he represented something for the black community in that moment, in that trial, particularly because there were two white people who would have been killed.
Yes. O.J. only murdered two white people. On CNN, that makes it okay when you invite a Biden campaign Obama White House person on to explain the significance of O.J. Simpson and his life. It was only white people. Remember slavery. An idea. Stop killing people. Just a thought. Well, happy Friday and welcome back. We remain at 888-630-9625. Another item that emerged overnight from Nicole, Nicole Minette, M-I-N-E-T, on X, who declared, "I've been waiting 29 years to tell this story about O.J. and his days at USC. He was Heisman Trophy winner at University of Southern California. Hero, champion, football player, and he really was. Now that he's dead, may he burn in hell," writes Nicole Minette. "I have a story that I signed an NDA," that's a non-disclosure agreement, "for that is no longer valid. I was a junior at USC, working in Topping Student Center on campus in 1995, she writes. This is a wacky thing to emerge right now, I've got to say. "When I was an administrative assistant to the president of student affairs that semester in the work-study program. In early 1995, Robert Shapiro and Robert Kardashian, USC alumni, walked up to my desk and said they had an appointment with my boss. I was studying to be a criminal defense lawyer with a dual major in poli-sci and international relations, so I knew who they were. The meeting lasted about 30 minutes. After they left, I looked at my boss like, 'What the heck?' I cleaned it up for you. Was that all about? He walked me outside, and we sat by the old sprawling big tree outside Topping, and my boss lit a cigarette for the first time in years and told me I had to sign a non-disclosure agreement, an NDA. See, this happens all the time, constantly. It's only a problem if Donald Trump has someone sign an NDA, of course, because I could confirm OJ's lawyers were there for a meeting. That's why she had to sign a non-disclosure agreement. He then told me what the meeting was about. Before O.J. could graduate from USC, the university paid off two families of two blonde white girls that he had dated and battered." Battered. Battery. Beating. Slapping around. Abusing. You know. "They had both gone to the LAPD to report it. One claimed he also sexually assaulted her in their relationship. The school had a vested interest in O.J. going far in football and protected him at all costs. O.J. had been in custody for 6 months, and lawyers were in the discovery process for the trial, you know, of murdering Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman. And O.J.'s friend, Robert Kardashian, who knew O.J. from also being a student at USC, thought it would be best if those stories never saw the light of day. So a large check was written, given to my boss, and they left." They paid off USC, the University of Southern California. "I never forgot holding that check." Now, did you hear about this before? Nope, she writes. That's how much power money enables. Well, corruption. you know, it's money and corrupt people. It's not just money. It's corrupt people. And the people at USC are corrupt people. They were corrupt people then. They accepted money to remain quiet about one of their football stars raping and beating two women who happen to be blonde white women, coincidentally. Looks like maybe he's got some kind of an issue in that that arena. After he was acquitted, I changed my major to philosophy / psychology double major. I understood that I could harm society more than not if I pursue law. Well, that's an incorrect conclusion, but okay. This is also why I abhor the Kardashians. They're rich thugs, nothing more. So this is a post on X by Nicole Minette, who's writing that she was forced to sign a non-disclosure agreement, that USC was paid off by Kardashian and really by OJ to remain silent about sexual abuse, sexual assault of two blonde white women, students at USC that he dated, I'm making quotation marks with my fingers. And so the, you know, the Kardashian thing, you know, if you watch the verdict, if you saw yesterday the video of the moment that the verdict was read in the courtroom, Robert Kardashian, the lawyer and longtime friend of O.J. Simpson, was there. He was part of the dream team of lawyers, right? But really, it was Johnny Cochran that won the day by playing the race card all over the place. And all the police are racist. And, yeah, what does that have to do with this double homicide? Well, you know, we're going to call everybody racist. They've been doing it for a long time, the Democrat Party has. It's pretty amazing stuff. So that's an amazing story. Actually, my best girl showed me that this morning. She was reading this morning on the couch. You know, we're having our breakfast and stuff. And she said, oh, listen to this one. Started reading it to me. Oh, share that with me, will you please? Amazing stuff. Now let's get back to the lunatics, because OJ dies. It's another opportunity for the Democrats to be racist, sexist pigs, which is, you know, what the Democrat Party is, a gang of racists and sexist pigs. You know, the whole Pound Me Too thing. Whatever happened to Pound Me Too? Boy, it went away. You know why it went away? Can you list the Republicans that were nailed in Pound Me Too? Now, can I start ticking off the Democrats from Harvey Weinstein to Jeffrey Epstein to Bill Clinton to Anthony Weiner to all of Hollywood to where in the world is Matt Lauer with the button under his desk and the sex toys in his closet and 30 Rock at his corner office and the list goes on, and all these people that have disappeared from media, from the Democrat Party. You know, I got to tell you, then they said, this isn't serving the interests of the Democrat Party. It turns out we are the race, rapist, groping pigs, and we should stop talking about us this way. So they stopped talking about themselves that way. Now let's go to somebody about OJ yesterday, because, you know, he was a Democrat, and he murdered Nicole Brown Simpson with a big knife. And all the evidence, and just mountains and mountains of evidence, obviously guilty as hell. Everybody knew it. And then, of course, when the verdict was read all across the country, and he was found not guilty in two murders, all the black people stood up and cheered and screamed and pumped fists in the air. And all the white people kind of went slack-jawed, eyebrows up, and said, but the evidence. And Democrats said, we don't care about evidence. We are racists. You know, bullwhip cracking. You know, that's where cracker, the term cracker, comes from. It's from the bullwhip and crack of the bullwhip. And that's Democrats. The Democrats were the plantation owners, the, you know, fired on Fort Sumter, elected Jefferson Davis, their president. He was the Democrat. Abraham Lincoln, the Republican. They shot him in the head and killed him. Everything old is new again. All right, so CNN and all the media. Now let's go to The View, which is a product of ABC News. They're all paid by ABC News, the news division for ABC Network. They've got a woman ironically named Sonny Hostin, another one ironically named Whoopi, and another one ironically named Joy. They have no sense of irony whatsoever. Sonny Hostin yesterday, after you just heard Stephanie Elam of the Biden campaign, the Obama White House, who was saying that, well, really, they were okay with it because he murdered two white people. So she's a vicious, racist, bloodthirsty ghoul. Her name is Stephanie Elam, and it's okay because they were white people murdered. Here's Sonny Hostin on The View.
For me, the tragedy was the injustice, in my opinion.
Which part? Which injustice?
The criminal trial. The fact that he was not found guilty.
Oh, yeah.
But he was found liable later, civilly.
Like Trump is found liable for rape.
Yes, he was
the same thing.
Everything goes back to Trump.
Until he's gone, I will not rest.
Liable for sexual assault. But
the mental illness, Trump derangement syndrome, is completely insane. And again, the Los Angeles Times yesterday in their O.J. Simpson obituary explained that Donald Trump was released from jail, and this is in print, with editors and writers and keyboards and computers, and they're reading it and rereading it, and they're writing an obituary for O.J. Simpson. They're talking about O.J. Simpson being sent to jail for 9 years in Nevada for essentially an armed robbery at a hotel in Nevada and stealing O.J. Simpson memorabilia, and he went to jail. But in the Los Angeles Times obituary of O.J. Simpson, oops, they slipped and said Trump was released from jail after 9 years because of the derangement syndrome. This is I think that mental health professionals need to get together, maybe at the Aspen Institute. That's where they usually like to get together. Everybody likes to go there. And they should declare that Trump derangement syndrome is a legitimate mental illness. It's part of an obsessive compulsive disorder, and it is a certifiable mental illness. Now, they dragged Trump into it when they're talking about O.J. Simpson yesterday, and the crowd of moron seals that got in line to go watch an episode of The View, which is another IQ test and another example of mental illness. But we went back to 2019 and found Chunk Todd, 2019, during the Trump administration. And Chunk, who, you know, a former Democrat campaign staffer whose wife is a Democrat campaign operative, who's taken in millions of dollars from Bernie Sanders, who is a socialist and a Bolshevik, an anti-American, anti-capitalist, a racist, and an America hater, you know, a Democrat. And here's Chunk Todd on the 10th of December in 2019.
I'm having a quick flashback to the OJ trial, frankly, where the facts were damning, but it didn't matter. And yet he was innocent, but everybody knew he was guilty. Are we about to head into a situation like that where he's going to get acquitted and yet everybody's going to know he's guilty?
Ah, yes. Or not, you little fascist. No, actually, that's not how that works, but they don't believe in our legal system. They corrupt our legal system, and then they lie about our legal system, and that's Chunk. Is he back to doing Shakespeare in the Park now? He should be back there. Last night, Cato Kaelin was on the Fox News Channel with Jesse Waters, and I was actually watching this with my best girl, this part of that show. And Cato was pretty funny, and he looked clean and sober, and I think he's like 64 or 65 years old, and he looks perfectly good. He looks like he's been taking care of himself, not a drug addict or an alcoholic, quite obviously. And Cato Kaelin last night on O.J. Simpson, he was living in the O.J. Simpson house. He heard O.J. climbing over the fence and banging on the air conditioning unit and dropping the big knife with the blood all over it, which the police found, and then the lawyers convinced the jury that the police are so racist that they put blood on O.J.'s sock when there was just blood everywhere from the two people that he had just murdered. And he cut his own hand in the process, so there's blood everywhere. But never mind that. The racist jury came to a racist verdict, and the racists are happy about it, even 29 years later or whatever it is. Cato Kaelin last night.
My opinion was, I think he's guilty. I have that opinion, and I still believe that today. You know, on his deathbed, I don't know if he said a penance or not, but I really believe he is guilty, and if he made peace with God or not.
Cato Kaelin sounds like a perfectly reasonable person. That's how crazy the world has become. As a Cato Kaelin, he could run for Senate based on what we're doing now. Amazing stuff. You know, Eden Pure is having their famous BOGO deal on Thunderstorm air purifiers. When you buy one, you get another Thunderstorm for free. No matter how many you buy, if you buy two Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifiers. You get two for free, and if you buy five, you get five Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifiers for free. The Thunderstorm will help completely eliminate any odor, even the worst kinds of odors. I mean, cigarette smoke and litter boxes, your mother-in-law's cooking. Even radical leftists are no match for the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. The O3 molecules seek out and destroy odors behind and even underneath furniture. Nothing can hide from the Thunderstorm, and now is the time to order. Eden Pure's buy one, get one free sale is for a limited time only, so don't wait. We've got two of them at home in my place, and they're on right now, humming along, doing a great job. With thousands of five-star reviews online, you know it works like a champ. People are buying several for around the home, for a whole home protection, for the office, even as gifts. All you have to do is go to EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use the discount code ChrisBogo, Chris B-O-G-O, for buy one, get one. That's EdenPureDeals.com, and the discount code is ChrisBogo. Yeah, OJ, the news media is, and the Democrat Party, but I repeat myself, so demented that OJ Simpson dies, and they're in a sexual panic over Donald Trump. And this has been going on for years, a la Chunk Todd. It is a mental illness. Let's not allow the mentally ill people to govern our country any longer. Hey, it's Chris Plant. Excited to tell you about our July 2024 Listener Sea Cruise. We'll be sailing around the British Isles, visiting Scotland and Ireland. Please join us. Visit ChrisPlantCruise.com.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
You know, the African-American lady that hugged Donald Trump at Chick-fil-A over the weekend in Atlanta, Georgia, she was on, day before yesterday, I guess. She was on Fox and Friends this morning, and I want to share her with you because she's really great. But in the meantime, let's go to the telephones, Michael. Let's go to Patty, calling from Montclair, Virginia. Patty, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Patty.
My son was a student at ODU during the OJ trial. And I guess the day that everybody was expecting the verdict to be announced, he witnessed it. Mostly the African-American students had gone around and set, I don't know the word, is it pyre, little fires, not lit, but straw and wood and stuff all over campus. They had fires ready to light if OJ had been found guilty. My son said he was aware, the other students were aware, that other colleges had them also. I don't think he could attest to that, but he absolutely, they were at ODU.
At Old Dominion University in Virginia, day the verdict was read, you're saying that the campus was ready to go up like a tinderbox because African-American students rooting for OJ to be found not guilty were standing by to riot.
Yes. Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Based on my son. Totally believe it.
Oh, that was true all over the country the day the verdict was being read. I was working at the Pentagon then, and I mentioned yesterday I had made $1 bets with a lot of people around the Pentagon, and I bet that OJ would be found not guilty, and I, of course, won all my bets. And one of the things I said when he was found not guilty was, well, this saved lives, because OJ will probably not murder anybody else, but a bunch of people would have been murdered in the riots. So many amazing stories out there. My friend Julie Blatty, my great friend, wonderful human being, wonderful American, great Catholic. We were texting about OJ, and she said, reminded me, she was a cheerleader for the Los Angeles Rams. And Julie wrote me, when I was an LA Rams cheerleader, I did a Super Bowl TV special with O.J. Simpson, with O.J. Did a TV, you know, it's everybody that if you came into contact with O.J., now's the time to remember your story, right? Did a Super Bowl TV special with O.J. Nicole was in the live audience. And O.J., as for O.J., he was a gentleman and respectful of all of us. So I was shocked, she says, when the story broke about the murders. What a tragedy. Hope the victims' families have some sense of closure. I don't think they really do, but based on the statement put out by the statements put out by the Goldman family and so on. But yeah, OJ, I mean, I tell you, my brother, my oldest brother, Patrick, knew OJ a bit, hung out with OJ. I've got a picture of my brother with OJ Simpson. And, you know, everybody met OJ and thought he was a great guy, right? Then you learned about the non-disclosure agreements and the payoffs at USC when he was in college, sexually assaulting two students who coincidentally were, well, they were women, and they were white women, and they were blonde white women, just like his wife, whose head he later cut off with a big knife. And so you see a pattern emerging there. Also, I was talking to someone, a liberal Democrat who's African-American, and he was talking about a couple of days ago, day before yesterday, I guess, about his buddy being at a party at a big sprawling mansion many years ago, not too long after college. And there was a big house and lots of people, scores of people in this house for a party. And OJ was there with his first wife. And they disappeared. And then everybody could hear the yelling and screaming and things breaking and assault going on down the hall with OJ. And this friend of mine, he said, yeah, O.J. was known for domestic abuse long before he became known for domestic abuse. That if you knew him, that you knew all about that. So on the one hand, he was obviously a very charming. He had a great many social charms. And, you know, O.J., remember when running through an airport because you're late for your flight was called doing an O.J.? Like you've got caught in traffic on the way to the airport and you got there late and you had to make your way to your gate and you're running through the airport. That was called doing an OJ. Then he cut his wife's head off and then doing an OJ became a different thing altogether. You know, that was no longer running through an airport. Everybody stopped calling it doing an OJ. But he was just an incredibly popular guy. TV series and movies. And then he was in The Towering Inferno, right? And then he was in comedy movies because he became funny later on. And then he murdered his wife and Ron Goldman. And that kind of ruined everything, didn't it? But he didn't murder anybody else after that. And we were just talking to Patty with her son at Old Dominion University at the time of the verdict. And the campus at Old Dominion was ready to go up in flames because left-wing, liberal, Democrat, African-American students had piled up wood and straw and were ready to set the place on fire. And that was true of the whole country. The whole country was a tinderbox ready to go up in flames. And if the Democrat Party had decided to light the fire, then it would have been a massive coast-to-coast violent frenzy, doubtless with murders and certainly attacks on the police. Because this is the Democrat Party's pattern. It's a well-established pattern. Now, Alan Dershowitz of the Harvard Law School was part of O.J. Simpson's defense team called the Dream Team. The Dream Team, right? Johnny Cochran and you had Robert Kardashian and you had Alan Dershowitz and you had all these Roberts and all these lawyers. And they were big-time lawyers. But really, Johnny Cochran was the guy that ruled the roost. And he played the race card all over the place, and it worked. That the LAPD was racist, and they set him up. And they had Detective Mark Furman had done an interview, a sit-down interview with an author who was working on a book on the LAPD, and asked Mark Furman to talk like street talk and talk like cops talk in the gritty world of the LAPD. And during the course of this interview, he used the N-word. He used the N-word more than once. And the defense for O.J. Simpson got a hold of these audio tapes and played, see, he's a racist. Therefore, somehow he took evidence from the crime scene and brought it to O.J. Simpson's house. And never mind all the blood that O.J. brought in and the cut on O.J.'s hand and the glove and the Bruno Mali shoes and the footprints and the blood everywhere. And Kato Kaelin detecting O.J. climbing over the fence at night while his limousine is out there waiting for him to bring him to the airport at LAX so he could fly to Chicago, where he went into a hotel room and there's blood in the bathroom of his hotel room because he cut his finger when he was murdering his wife and all that stuff. And Alan Dershowitz last night had the temerity to say this.
The evidence was overwhelming. There was a mountain of evidence of guilt. There was blood evidence. There was DNA evidence. There was only one problem. The LAPD framed what they believed was a guilty man. We were able to prove conclusively that one piece of evidence, just the sock, had been tampered with by the government, and that created a reasonable doubt. The predominantly black community and the jurors didn't trust the LAPD.
Yeah, and we've had, I mean, they're saying it today. You've got these Harvard grads on CNN who are today, and half of them weren't alive then, or if they were alive, they were sitting in high chairs when the trial happened, and they're saying, well, he killed white people, so that made it okay. Because slavery centuries ago, which Democrats kept alive for longer than it should have stayed alive in the United States of America because they're Democrats. So they were able to convince a black jury that the LAPD tampered with one side. And honestly, you should. I don't believe that they tampered with evidence. Why would they? There was, as he said, a mountain of physical evidence and all the timeline and the eyewitness testimony and everything. It was a mountain of evidence. He was obviously guilty. There was no doubt that he was guilty. But Dershowitz, it sounds like, still rationalizes in his own mind the not guilty verdict by saying, well, the LAPD tampered with evidence. And if they did, I don't know whether they did or not. I don't think they proved that conclusively. But that was the claim. It was enough for the jury, and that's all that matters, right? Stephen A. Smith, you know Stephen A. Smith, he is a sports guy, and he's very opinionated because, you know, that's the world we live in. But Stephen A. Smith was on the television last night, and he said, well, you know, God, he's African-American. And he said, well, I followed the trial, and I thought O.J. was guilty as all get out.
There's no question about it. I mean, he was guilty as hell. The forensic evidence, the circumstantial evidence, and the manner in which the murders took place, it was clearly a crime of passion. It was clear that there was such a preponderance of evidence against him that, you know, he deserved to be in jail for the rest of his life at the very least.
Yeah, but he wasn't. Stephen A. Smith, ESPN, opinionated. You know, he's fine. You know, no problem with Stephen A. Smith. He gets to say what he wants. Remarkable stuff. Yes, sir. It was such an episode, such an extraordinary episode. It's on his death is on the front page of newspapers everywhere. It's it's on the front page of the Washington Post, of course. It's on the front page of the Washington Times, which is a real newspaper, unlike the Washington Post. And the LA Times confusing O.J. Simpson with Donald Trump because of their mental illness. The Washington Post headline, Gridiron Great Descended into Infamy. Not a bad headline. The Washington Times, better headline, better paper. Simpson, infamous for 1990s murder trial, dies from cancer. That's right, infamous for 1990s murder trial. Not running back, great running back, as NPR described him, because the bottom line with NPR and the rest, they're all terrified that their friends will call them racists. So they take preemptive action, bowing and kowtowing to, you know, people that would burn your neighborhood and loot your CVS until the cupboards are bare, then carjack your grandmother, and then the Democrats would let the guy who carjacked your grandmother go back on the street. Just like the Biden people let this Afghan on the terror watch list go and loose in the United States because they're not on our side. All right, let's go to the telephones. Let's go to Justin Time. Justin Time is on the line. Calling from Silver Spring, Maryland, the great Justin Time. Justin Time, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Peace and blessings. Good morning, Chris. It's always good to hear your voice and to hear you flood the airways with your energy and your knowledge and wisdom. Now, are you ready for the connection?
I am.
Between Trump and OJ once again.
Trump and OJ.
It keeps coming back. You remember when I spoke about it before? Well, here it is. And number one, look at the fact that Trump and OJ both have been known to be such charming, likable people that everyone has mentioned that even today when you talked about it. It's the same thing all over the place. They both have been ubiquitous in the early parts of their careers. So that's the similarity. Okay, well, here comes the other one. Of course, now they say that OJ killed his wife. Well, you know, Trump is killing democracy. Come on, give me my denom boom. Don't give me my sound beat. You got to give me that.
Okay.
Now, remember, you remember when Trump said that he could actually shoot somebody in the middle of Times Square and get away with it?
I think it was Fifth Avenue. So,
but you're looking at something that's serious. Now you're talking about what doesn't make sense. The preponderance of evidence, the logic, the common sense shows that he should have been found guilty and he should have been sent to jail. But when you look at following some of the people who support Trump, seriously, the logic and common sense trying to explain things, it doesn't work either. It's the exact same situation. But the last thing, of course, well, not last, but look at the fact that with the trial and everything else, when Trump was that news program that came out when he made those statements about grabbing by the
The NBC released the video right with Billy Bush, right? Billy Bush, yeah. And when you're famous, exactly. They let you.
And when you're famous, they let you. Mm-hmm. And so I looked at here's the last part. I looked at what happened in terms of the trial and the evidence and everything. But look at Chris, do you remember where you were when President Kennedy was killed? If you do you remember, and most people remember where they were when OJ was acquitted?
Mm-hmm.
Now look at the eruption. Look at the horror and the excitement. Look at what the two contrasting views, because America was so divided. And okay, race was the issue. Well, now we're looking at there's a division in the country again, but this is also about class and elitism. And you're also looking at how Trump has divided the country as well. Over half the country are for what he says and does. And then you have the other half who look at it a lot differently.
Well, let me ask you this then, Justin Time. Half the country is deranged when it comes to Donald Trump, and half the country supports him and likes him. Why is it his fault and not the other guy's fault that the country is divided?
Let's look. It's not about how can you blame one person when it's 70 million people who agree? How can you? I mean, it's really an exposure of America that O.J. Simpson brought about, as well as Trump. And look at the fact that we are 30 years later,
yeah.
You're still looking at the same kind of energy. Come on, Chris, you know it ain't right.
Well, there are so many things to say, Justin, because you covered a lot of territory there. But, let me say O.J. Simpson murdered those two people, right?
That is exactly what has been stoned to be, but what did he do? Come on, America says what? I can get away with it because I'm rich, because I'm famous. And wait a minute, is Trump getting away? When is he going to trial?
Well, he got away with it.
Out of 91?
He got away with it because he had high-paid lawyers, and that's because he's rich. And because Johnny Cochran played the race card over and over and over again, and the jury was black, and they said, well, we're going to let the black guy go because of Reginald Denny and, you know, because of, can't we all get along and all that stuff. Yeah, Rodney King and all that stuff. And they played the race card very effectively, and the Democrats still play the race card very effectively, just as they did in 1861. Justin, I could go on and on with you. I think you know that, but I've got a clock to tend to here. I don't think Donald Trump is responsible for dividing the country. I'd say that Trump haters are responsible for dividing the country, but that's part of the divide in the country, isn't it? And I'd say the OJ thing was the Democrat Party using race back then to divide. And once again, on behalf of the criminals and the murderer, where the cops were the bad guys, the cops were the villains, just like in Chicago when, you know, this new guy was shot and killed by the cops after shooting at the cops 11 times and shooting one of the cops, who I believe is a black guy that he shot, but pay no attention to that. You know, I would say that the left is dividing the country. Donald Trump's trying to bring it together under an umbrella of sanity. And it's amazing that Donald Trump is the guy doing that. That is another discussion for another day. Just in time, it's great to hear your voice. I wish we had more time. Say again, Justin.
We will. We are going to have more time the next time because I will always be just in time.
Just in time. Thank you for calling in, buddy. Great to hear your voice. One of our original callers, one of our OCs, going back to the very beginning of my radio days. Love Justin. We've met several times as well. Just a great guy and an amazing life, living an amazing life just in time. Hey, looking for ultimate comfort and pain relief? And who isn't? Let's compare G-Defy shoes to other shoe brands that promise comfort, support, and pain relief. Typical shoe brands rely on EVA soles for cushioning, but G-Defy shoes, well, they go above and beyond with VersaShock technology, providing superior shock absorption and energy return. If you suffer from foot pain or knee pain, even back pain, G-Defy's advanced terminology, their technology is amazing. It may provide you with the relief that you deserve, that you're craving. G-Defy shoes offer two free supportive orthotics, inserts, you know, to help improve your body's biomechanics, and that results in proper body alignment and ultimate comfort. Whether you're an athlete, a busy parent, or just always on the move, G-Defy shoes offer the versatility and comfort that your feet are craving. I've got a pair. Went for a 5-mile hike with my best girl last weekend. Came home, my feet felt better at the end of the 5 miles. Experience ultimate comfort and pain relief with G-Defy. G-Defy.com. That's G-D-E-F-Y.com. Use the discount code CHRIS30, CHRIS30, to get $30 off your order of $150 or more. I could talk to Justin Time for a long time. First time we met was at a restaurant bar, the bar area of the restaurant, with part of a gathering of listeners at a thing long ago. Walked in, saw him across the room, immediately knew it was him. How did I know it was him? He's just in time. That's how. Blood in the streets, it's up to my ankles. Little OJ song, little blood in the streets. The former Bruce Jenner, now Caitlyn Jenner, tweeted about OJ's death, "Good riddance." That's succinct.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker, although I didn't really work with her a lot. But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a 3-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord. We get it. They have chemistry.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.